You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Around, you know, up to 8 or 10,000.
Shit.
The Wire.
Welcome back to The Wire. Last week at St. Matthew's in the city, the Community Alliance Te Ohu Whakawhanaunga organized a housing and wages mayoral forum attended by nearly 300 people. This forum was centered on asking leading mayoral candidates Karen Leone and Wayne Brown about their plans to deliver public and affordable housing in the city, tackle homelessness, and deliver a living wage for all those employed by Auckland Council. I spoke to lead organizer for Te Ohu Tamaki, Marlon Drake, about their community organizing strategy, the sort of issues that diverse communities across the city care about, and how they plan to work with the next mayor of the city to deliver on the needs of communities in Auckland. So, last week, Te Ohu Whakawhanaunga hosted a mayoral forum with the two leading mayoral candidates, Wayne Brown and Karen Leone. Before we get into any of that, though, maybe you could describe to me a little bit about yourself and the work that you're doing as part of the organization.
Yeah, so kia ora, Marlon Drake tōku ingoa. I'm lead organiser of Te Ohu Whakawhanaunga Tāmaki Makaurau, which is a community alliance up here in Tāmaki made up of over 40 faith, union and community organisations. Our focus is to build relationships across civil society, across different communities, find that common ground, those commonly held values, those commonly held issues and things that people care about and want to solve, and then actually work together to do deep community organising to solve those things through action, civic participation, all that kind of stuff. So we not only build relationships and strategise, but also run trainings in the community on how to do those things in a way which is effective and gets you wins.
So what are the sort of organisations that make up this coalition that you're building, and what are the sort of issues that they're echoing back to you that they want to see change on?
Yeah, so we have a wonderful host of union organisations, including E2 Union, the Maritime Union of New Zealand, Unite Union, NZEI, NZNO, TU. We have a whole range of different community organisations, which I won't name. They include, for example, Isle of Avondale, a local Avondale-based community organisation, Sisters of Mercy Whitty, which is a little nuns convent out in Whitty and Marirewa, a wonderful group out there. And then, of course, our faith organisations, and we have a variety of faith organisations from the from different denominations and also different religions as well. And I guess the way that we identify what an issue is comes from this tool we use called a listening campaign. So we don't do sort of surveys. We go out, we have community meetings, we sit there, listen to people, share their stories, and then from that we let the community and the community leaders decide what the focus will be. So over the last couple of years, one big focus, and you can imagine this is obvious almost in Auckland, has been on housing. And housing has been sort of a leading campaign for us. Recently also, Te Ohu Tāmaki has chosen to support the living wage movement, which pre-exists us, but we're now involved in supporting that organisation, in that movement. As well as that, we're doing work around decent work in the health and care sector. The Avondale Racecourse is a project which Te Ohu is endorsing, the Avondale Racecourse Alliance, making sure there's a community-led vision for the future of that whenua, and period poverty as well, where we have an ongoing listening campaign, plus a whole range of local issues. We use all kind of like member organisations to run local campaigns around things like road crossings, transport infrastructure in the community, whatever that thing may be.
Now, you had a mayoral forum last week. What was that particularly focused on, and what were the sort of issues that like differentiate the candidates? What, you know, what do they have the biggest splits on?
Yeah. So last week we held our wages and houses mayoral forum, where we had Wayne Brown and Councillor Karen Leone. We only invited those two for this time, because otherwise it's just too many different candidates, so we thought we'd stick with the incumbents. The focus of that action was around the living wage, in particular the living wage for council directly employed and contracted workers, but also for the council-controlled organisations and Auckland Transport, Ports of Auckland, for example, Tātaki Unlimited, Auckland Stadiums and so forth. And those organisations, we also put forward an ask and a call for a commitment to pay those workers the living wage as well, which would be a new big win for us up here in Tāmaki. The other issue was around housing, and we had a range of different asks centred around the right to a decent home and council's role and making sure that every Aucklander's right to a decent home is fulfilled. And that is a sort of underpinning principle of all campaigning work we do. And one of the things that that included was an affordable housing plan for Auckland. You may be shocked to hear that Auckland Council once had an affordable housing plan and then sort of got rid of it and said, oh, we'll just do it as business as usual, but that's been, that nothing's really happened around it. As well as that, we called on the mayoral candidates to commit to increasing the homelessness budget, which you may have seen on RNZ, and also an ask around joint advocacy to central government on state housing, which we know is being slung off up here in Auckland like dollar lolly bags, and is an absolute disaster waiting to happen.
Another thing that I'm really interested in understanding is, you know, when we talk about local elections and local government, this direly low voter turnout, people aren't showing up to engage in these issues and stuff, but you guys somehow managed to get 300 people to show up in an evening to talk about these issues. Can you speak a little bit about how you think your organizing strategy and philosophy could help improve community engagement and local democracy in general?
Totally. Well, yeah, I've got two answers to that. One is the model that we use is relational community organizing. So we go out and build face-to-face relationships with different community leaders and then within those communities and those organizations as well. And that's a process which takes time. It's not flashy. It requires setting intention with cultures and communities you may not understand. And it requires patience and understanding. It can take a couple of years to build an infrastructure, a people-powered infrastructure that can do that. But that's the thing that works when it comes to community organizing and it comes to building people power and it comes to getting long-lasting systems change of the kind that many of our member organizations and myself believe that we need. So it's that process of, it seems kind of old school, but you know, our social media isn't flashy, we don't have much going on there, but if you look at our alliance, it's a broad range of different people from across the city, different ethnic groups, different faiths, different ages, all sorts of different class. And the reason that we can get those people in the room, and those are all representatives of their organizations and communities, is through an ongoing process of face-to-face conversations. In regards to the voter turnout problem, there's an issue there that we see, which is that candidates simply don't door knock like they used to. And door knocking and direct voter contact and canvassing on the doors is proven through evidence, like studies that have been done, scientific studies, to be the most effective way to turn out votes. And yet so few candidates do it. The ones that do typically do very well, and the ones that don't typically don't. But what you have is a whole bunch of people who every election time never hear from their candidates, never, you don't even know who their local people are, aside from a few social media posts, which they're not even on the algorithm for, or a hoarding that is one of those billboard signs that you see as well. But actually what we need is face-to-face, on-the-doors conversations. Those aren't happening, and that's why voter turnout isn't increasing and is in fact dropping. Same goes for the general election too.
Now, the incumbent Wayne Brown, currently leading in the polls and said to be possibly, you know, a shoe-in for the mayoralty, he has not been showing up to mayoral forums across the city. It's lucky. It's really great that you guys had him at yours. But I suppose the question I wanted to ask here is, you know, if he is going to be the mayor for the next 3 years, and he disagreed with some of the key asks that you guys had at an organizing level around affordable housing and the homelessness budget as well, how do you think you're going to work with a mayor like that who disagrees with what communities are bringing to him?
All I can say is that he was pretty open to us on the night. So we received full commitments on the living wage asks, and we received two full commitments and two compromises on our housing asks. So we're looking forward to having a pretty good working relationship with him, like we did in the last term as well. I think the thing about working with this mayor, and the same as any mayor, is that it's just a constant tussle of meetings and compromises, and also recognizing that there are 21 votes around the table. Our councils don't work the same way that councils do in America, where the mayor has absolute power. They have a lot of power, they have a lot of influence, but fundamentally it comes down to votes around the table. And what we've found is that the mayor's been pretty open to supporting projects which have support, popular support around the table as well, and especially when those asks and commitments are backed up by communities that are well organised, like ours, and also expert opinion as well. So it's always going to be a compromise. It's always going to be an ongoing conversation. It's never you have the big action and then the next day the thing is done. That is not a realistic strategy for change. So for us, what we're now looking forward to is, okay, for the next October, this is, of course, whoever the mayor is, we'll make a plan to work with them. We'll do that as an alliance and develop a strategy around that. But not just that mayor, but also the 21, or the 20 rather, other councillors, and then the independent Māori statutory board members as well, who also hold a vote on various key committees.
That was lead organiser Marlon Drake on the Te Ohu Mayoral Forum and engagement in local elections.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.